It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Ah, yes, you're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. What does that mean? Well, it means that you're listening to this podcast, could be at any stage at night, could be at the weekend, but it was recorded live at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock during the day with live callers and live listeners, and that's how we make this happen. Now, as you know, we have merch now for Opinions Matter, and we're giving away coffee cups every single day on the podcast. And the winner of yesterday's coffee mug, which I have in my hand, listen, there's the coffee mug. The winner of yesterday's coffee mug, now I don't have a second name because he didn't give it yet. Sorry, what?
He just messaged us.
Oh, did he? What's the second
name? How does he know he won? We haven't even announced it yet.
Because we literally just said it to him that you've just won.
Oh, that's so cute, yeah.
God almighty.
I thought there was some weird telepathic shit going on.
Oh my God almighty. What's the second name?
Loy.
Sorry?
No, we can't say that on air. GDPR.
No, what's the, Max Loy.
Max Loy.
You don't have to give it his
address.
Can
I give his address?
No, you can't give
that's
it.
That's a nice address, to be fair. I wouldn't mind living there.
Up the road from where I live.
Yeah, that's a nice spot.
Yes, yeah, I grew up there.
Max on the big bucks.
Anyway, well done to you, Max. You have won yourself a coffee mug, and congratulations to you. More on the way and more to be won. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter? Well, lads, if Facebook was real life, there's a war going on at the moment on Facebook over this topic. And it was raised by Colm, who actually messaged us yesterday evening on WhatsApp. And you can do that at any stage if there's a topic you want brought up. Our WhatsApp number, if you don't know, save it in your phone, by the way. It's 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. And here's what Colm has said. Lads, you need to cover this because it's a big issue for all of us down here. I paid over 600 grand for a lovely house in a private development in Ashburn last year, a forever home for us and our two children. However, it wasn't long before we realised that we made a big mistake and there was huge antisocial activity in the development, all caused by kids from the local authority tenants in the development. Over 10% of the houses have council tenants in them and they have the place in bits. Even their kids are little shits. We can't let our own kids out on the street. There are 10-year-olds going around the estate on e-bikes. What is the point in spending big money on a house in a private development when we may as well be back living in Blanchardstown where we moved from? Whoever thought it was a good idea to make social housing a private is crazy. We are now stuck in this situation. We cannot sell the house. What are we going to do? Is there any chance you can discuss this? And that is from Colm. And Colm, needless to say, your message has caused a lot of angry people on both sides. By the way, don't we have both sides? Here's Anthony.
We're having the problem in this estate that I live in down the country in County Meath. And the problem we're having is lovely estate built in 2012. Everyone in, everyone happy, lovely community. Then all of a sudden, some people started to leave and the council bought up some of the houses. Now the problem is there's every nationality in the place. There's heaps of shite cars outside, bangers, 06, you know, parking all over the place. And, you know, and then the people who were originally here in 2012 are all saying, we need to get out of this estate. It's gone really bad. You don't know who your neighbours are. And yeah, no, it's just bad form the way it's got here. And it's a lovely estate. We do pay our management fees. And that's another problem we're having as well. I pay my management fee and then others get away with it. And sure, what can you do with them? You know, that sort of way. They might put €50 off a €500 management fee and that'll keep them going for a little while. There you go. Happy days.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Eddie, what do you want to say on this?
How you, Jeremy? Imagine spending $600,000 tying yourself probably to a 35-year mortgage at $2,500 a month. And then somebody, I don't care if they're the nicest council tenant ever, moves in beside you. And I know people are getting council houses and they're paying 60 quid a week. My heart will be broken, honestly. You're getting rewarded the same as me, whereas I'm having to work my bollocks off and you're sitting at home. And when you said there, people don't get them for free. If you're a dole head and you don't work, you're getting it for free. You're not contributing anything. You're not working. You're not paying taxes. You're getting it for free. You're getting free money and then you're giving it back to the fucking government. Now,
you have to pay a certain amount of rent on the house.
Yes, but if you're not working, you're getting your rent for free. You're getting money off the dole that you haven't actually physically done any exertion to get, and then you're giving it back to them. You're giving free money and you give it back to them.
So Colm, after spending, and he says, I'm trying to work it out, I'd say he's probably paying $2,500 a month on a mortgage easily on a 600 grand house. Well, depending on what he got the house for in Blanchardstown. But here you have a family of four who moved out of Blanchardstown because they wanted to get away from the antisocial activity and all that. They moved down to Ashbourne. They think that they're going to have a great setup, and they end up living in the same situation.
I completely disagree with this 20% social housing in an area. Put it this way, Jeremy, if I ask you a question, right, and be honest and answer this, right?
Yeah, of course.
You and your partner are starting out a new life, and you're saving up for a mortgage. You finally get approved. You go to two housing estates and you're told, right, it's the exact same house in estate A and estate B, but estate A is going to have 20% social housing and estate B is going to be fully private. Which one are you going to go for?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen because every estate has...
But which one, if you had a choice, would you go for?
The fully private one.
Exactly. And most people listening to this podcast would. And the reason is there's more antisocial behaviour in council estates than in private estates. People don't like hearing this, but it's the fucking truth. I live in Clondalkin. There's some lovely areas in Clondalkin. But if I drive 2 miles down the road, I might as well be in the fucking favelas of Brazil. And that's just the way it is. And that's everywhere. And people don't like the truth. There's more antisocial behaviour. I can go down 2 miles away to somewhere my relations live. And I go into the housing estate. There'll be fucking horses in the garden. There'll be speed bumps 3 feet tall. There'll be pit bulls walking down the fucking road without a muzzle or a fella with a canned goose jacket. I know someone that lived in the house down there, and he painted his house, and his neighbours went mad because it showed up their property, because they thought, we're not painting them because the council will come around every fucking 10 years and do it. You know what I mean? When you own something and you pay for it yourself, you have more pride in it. It's like they say the fastest car in the world is a hire car, because you rally the shit out of it because it's not yours, because you get to give it back. Whereas if it was your own car, you treat it with respect.
Sarah Jane says, and this is a line that regularly comes up when we talk about anything like this, she says there's good and bad everywhere. Absolutely, Sarah Jane, there is good and bad everywhere. Yeah. But the point I think that Eddie is trying to make, and I'm sure you'll agree or disagree, is that in a predominantly local authority housing estate, there's going to be more bad than good. Whereas in a private estate where people have paid over 600 grand for a house, they're professional people. Like, I mean, to get a mortgage for 615 grand or whatever, they're probably, I don't know what Colm does. Did he say what he did on his...
Well, you'd have to have a good enough job for that to get that kind of mortgage. You'd have to have a good income, yeah.
So they are professional people, Sarah Jane.
I just can't believe
is that
people...
Fair, is that fair to say, Eddie?
Yeah, like, say, for example, you were to say, okay, there's 10 council houses there. On average, there's probably three scroats per those 10. In the private area, there might be one. People don't like hearing the truth. On average, there's more scumbags in council areas than private areas. Because the private area people are working the bollocks off. They're professional people. They're out working their arse off all day. They're not up to no good just fucking lounging around and fucking doing this and that all day. They're professional, hard-working people.
But Eddie...
We're not saying everybody in social housing is a fucking scrote that doesn't look after it. We're just saying, unfortunately, there's more of these type of people in the council area
housing
than a private area.
You came from social housing.
I came from social media.
Like, so
that's
did
what I.
I
mean.
Yeah.
And you've worked for everything you have.
But there you go, right? Your parents wanted to do better or whatever, and they move from a social area to a private area, and now all of a sudden you want to do better and you go to this private area and you're surrounded by fucking social area and you're like,
you're back to square one.
Going back to the start and I paid 600 grand for it.
Let me go to Lou. How are you, Louise? Or Lou, how are things?
I'm good. I live in a council estate. Ours is mixed, so we would have had social, affordable and private. And there was a new private estate built beside us a little while ago, and there's been nothing but trouble. And so the private the private estate people, basically they'd had their own creche and their own playground, and they wanted only their kids to be using this stuff, which obviously caused a bit of a thing with the other residents, you know. It just wasn't very pleasant asking children to leave a playground. Now, there's two other playgrounds in the area where all the kids play, including their kids. There's the massive issues with parking and just, in general, just very, very nasty. But do I think if you paid 600 grand for your house and you have somebody moving in next door to you that didn't pay for it? No, I don't really think it's fair. No, and I'm saying that as a council tenant. A council tenant has to pay a certain amount. So I think if someone's on like the dole or a pension, I think the minimum is 40 quid a week. If it's your kids causing the problem, you have to put your kid out of the house. I mean, that's the way it is.
But Lou,
and people letting their kids run.
Lou, are you saying in your estate that the private residents didn't want their kids playing in the same playgrounds as your kids?
Well, you see, there was no problem, Jeremy, when it was just us, the private and the affordable and the social housing. We all rubbed along quite well together. But when the new estate was built, and obviously maybe 10, 20% of that was social housing, they have a massive problem with council tenants. They think we're all scumbags, like. No, I'm not a scumbag.
Do you know what's really annoying?
My daughter works, my husband works. But when I'm coming in from work in the evening and some of my neighbours who don't work and sit around all day, it annoys me too as a council tenant. And the other thing I'll say is my council tenants, they live above me. And Jeremy, I'm going to pull you up on this one.
Oh God, what's
the
idea?
They came from an African country 20 years ago. I'm living there 20 years. And they were housed within 2 years. You've said a number of times that people aren't jumping the housing list. And they are. It's been going on for a long, long time. Anyway, I love their kids. Don't like them. Don't like parents, but I love the kids. They have caused me so many problems, so many leaks, putting rubbish in our bins. I could go on and on and on all day. But in all fairness, everyone else on the road, they're all grand. Like, but as I said, the people who live above me, like, I mean, I had 3 leaks caused from them last year. They installed their own water filtration system and flooded my bedroom 3 times. And I'm left picking up the bill for that. Like, the council don't make them pay for the damage they cause.
Anyone who works and pays their own way in life, absolutely dead on.
And do you feel, sorry,
the entitlement from people who just don't contribute?
Well, what seems to be in your estate, and in my estate it's the same, Lou, we have a certain percentage that are local authority housing tenants. I've never witnessed any snobbery between private tenants and local authority. Your estate seems to be completely classist, where literally...
They have their own WhatsApp group. So do we. I mean, most estates do at this stage to talk about different things going on. But some of their messages from their WhatsApp group were leaked by one.
Tell us about
into
this.
Into our group. Oh, it was about parking, but they basically said that all of the people who live in our apartments are of low intelligence and that we're taking up their parking and all this other stuff that just wasn't true. But I actually went mad over it. I was like, the cheek of you talking about us like that. You're referring to one or two people. We're not all like that, you know? And I do feel that goes on a little bit about councils, tenants, everyone thinks that.
And here's the thing.
Which is why people are getting annoyed with you, Katie, because they think you're calling everyone scum. I know you're not. I get where you're coming from.
And here's the thing, Lou, as well, about those people in that WhatsApp group. And I know I'm a bit of a stuck up my own arse sometimes.
A bit.
But you should never forget where you came from, either.
No.
And a lot of those people, in fact, a lot of people who were living in private housing, again, in private estates or whatever, they were, like myself, they were born and raised in council estates. Never did me any harm. I turned out okay. And they need to remember that where they came from. And maybe they got a good job themselves and they were able to... Like, you used to live in Blanchardstown, Katie, before you...
Oh, can you say that a bit? The way you said that, you used to live in Blanchardstown.
I perished at the door.
No, but I'm just saying it wasn't...
But Blanche wasn't what it was back then at the time. Blanche has gotten worse since, like, to be fair.
Has it? Yeah.
It has. Like, you know, it is down to the councils. They're not doing their job properly. I mean, like, there was one on our road and she was an absolute nightmare. But it took them about 2 years to evict her.
So Colm, again, buys a house, a lovely house in Ashbourne. 3-story house, like, hello?
Yeah.
Buys a lovely house in Ashbourne.
Works for it.
Which is going to be his forever home, yeah? It's going to be his forever home and he thinks he's going to be able to bring his... And his kids can't even play out in the street.
No.
Okay, Brian, how are you?
Not bad, yourself, Jeremy.
I'm very good. Now, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, I live in a council estate. I live in a council house myself. And where we are, there's no problem at all, you know, and that kind of thing. But yeah, I can understand where Colin was coming from. You know, he paid big money for his house. Like, I mean, if it's a case of that he's having a problem with the tenants, go to the local authority or the housing body or whatever it is. See, it's not just local authorities that provide those housing. You know, there's other housing bodies as well that provide those social and affordable housing.
But Brian, from what I believe, it's very hard to get somebody out of housing. You'd want to be doing serious stuff. And you just can't evict people. So it is very hard.
Yeah, it is hard. So look at the thing with Dublin City Council, a lot of people in rent arrears. You know, there was some...
In your estate, is there any antisocial behaviour at all?
None at all, no. It used to be years ago because what happened was the people that were causing the antisocial behaviour moved on and then, you know, people grew up and, you know, their parents are left behind or whatever. You know, like, in a way.
You see,
it all settled.
I think
it all settled down.
In mixed estates, and I live in a mixed estate where you have social housing and you have private owners, and I think what helps in estates is management companies. So anytime, so there was a problem, and they just happened to be local authority tenants who were doing it. They were hanging like their towels out on the balconies of their mm-hmm. houses and stuff like that. And one of them had parked bloody an old motorbike up on bricks, and it was unsightly. Do you think we should go back then, Brian, to the way it was, where a private estate is just a private estate?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because I know where I lived previously. You know, when I was renting privately years ago, you know, we rented it was a private estate I was renting in, and we were next door to a council estate. And
see, the only problem with that, Brian, the only problem with that was, is back in the day when that happened, is everybody was labelled. So you were, if you came, because again, from the area where I'm from, everybody knew where the private estates were and everybody knew where the council estates were. And you end up being labelled, oh, they're from that council estate, oh, they're from that private estate. Whereas now, everybody is pretty much mixed in together. And what we're literally talking about, and I can't believe I'm actually saying this because normally I'd be the other way. Okay, here's Martin.
Afternoon, lads and ladies. That woman there is saying it's not a free house, you pay so much a week. Yeah, but you don't have to scrimp and save for a deposit, go through the rigmarole of getting a fucking mortgage, then looking at every single little fucking thing you spend your money on. So it is technically a free house, and it is a forever home. And then, in some instances, you can buy it for peanuts after so many years of being in it. So it technically is a free house, in a way. And there is an inequality there. I mean, like, somebody there that's paying mad money in a mortgage to live up the road from someone who's paying diddly fucking squat. Katie's right, you might as well just go on the dole, because it's the same as everything in this country. If you go to work and you do what you're supposed to do, you're only a fucking mug.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Here is Henry.
I think, especially if you're in council housing and you're causing antisocial behaviour, the council should definitely take a hard line against this, because, like, it can't go on that councillors can't do nothing about it. They say they can't do nothing about it, you know, because they're council tenants and all that, but the council's own the bloody house. So they should tell whoever's occupying it to behave yourselves or you're gone. You know, it's that simple, because, like, I rent a room for 500 quid a week, which is much more than what an average person on a council house would pay a week. And if I misbehave and I cause trouble, I'm out my arse. It's as simple as that. You know, and I think the council need to get more tougher on antisocial behaviour in council houses.
You see, again, Robbie, what the problem is, or sorry, Henry, what the problem is it's very hard to evict people, especially when there's a family. And if the local authority, but I agree with you, I think they should be evicted. But if the local authority, say it's Dublin City Council, if they evict a mother and father and two children, where do they then go? Where do they go? You're literally kicking a mother, father and two children out onto the street in the dead of night. And where do they go then? They go into the system where they're living in a hotel, or even worse, they could end up living on the street. And I get you. There needs to be a clampdown on antisocial behaviour. And, you know, the estate next to me, there is a problem, what would be called a problem family, and they won't get rid of them because it's just so hard. Like this family, Katie, in the estate next to me, yeah?
Yeah.
The kids are little fuckers. The stuff they get up to in the local shop.
I remember we had a woman on this show, an 83-year-old woman from Finglason a couple of years ago, and she always stuck with me. She was terrified to go out. It was in the winter after 4 or 5 o'clock once it got dark, because kids literally chasing her, calling her names. One of them threatened to rape her.
That's right, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have, I'm sorry, no.
Here is Tom. Tom, how are you? Your own opinions matter. How are things?
Oh, not too bad at all.
Good.
Look, you stepped on something that's been going on since about 2018 with the new build housing. A lot of people say 10% is social. That's not true. About 60% of any new build estate now is social housing, and the reason for that is the outside Dublin, the local authorities don't really buy the houses. The housing approved bodies do, the likes of Tuacht and Claude and stuff like that.
Well, I've never heard a figure of 60%. Now, I know the minimum was 20% or up to 20%. Are you saying in certain places it's 60%? Local authority
in everywhere 60% plus.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not everywhere. It's not 60%.
Okay, so if I put Tuacht into Fission Net, they basically pull a B1 form of all the houses they buy in a particular estate. The estate I'm in, there is 300 houses, and well over 150 of them are with Tuacht.
Oh wow! Okay, so you're a private owner, are you? You have a mortgage.
I'm a private owner. I was lucky that we got in 2018.
Okay.
So on our roads, 100 houses. So it would be me, another Irish family, and the other 98 houses would be European couples with families now, and they would have typically, mammy would have been working all the hours under the sun on Facebook, and daddy would be working in Ryanair. So that's basically the makeup. And then on the other side.
Yeah, go on, I'm listening to you.
Hello? Yeah, on the other side, it would be a makeup of kind of mainly Irish, mainly people from the area, from the housing list. Then there's a couple of other lists in there. You know, there's the traveller list, and there's a couple of where they put typically two or three traveller families in the area.
Okay,
and then you've cost-based lettings, which is the apartment builds.
So in this development, as you said, 100 houses, you as a homeowner are in the minority. Most people are either local authority housing, well, in fact, the rest of them are. What problems, if any, does that pose in the area? Is there antisocial behaviour?
Well, they have different... There has been different social problems on the social side. Like, they would experience different kind of social issues.
But like what? What bad things are happening in the estate?
So, you know, like attacks on houses for, you know, if there has been drug debts owed, there's been, I suppose, there's been a murder, high profile murder, actually. There has been home invasions. There has been... cars running into houses,
and are these
running through houses?
And is this from people?
This is a pretty affluent place. but like, to be honest with you, I would speak more to the kind of the people on the social side. Like, they don't terrorise their neighbours. There's nothing like that going on. The traveller people are lovely. One of them built a grotto outside his house, which I think is lovely when I'm walking the dog. But it is a different... Like, for me, it's grand, because I'm from Dublin, I'm Irish. But for the Europeans on this road, who basically, because they see a pay packet coming home of 120 grand, and things are kind of... They have cultural little differences. They think it's insane. They think it's mad that people could be... you know, outside their front door in their pyjamas all day, like.
And that's happening, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. But then again, these people are from the area where we live outside Dublin.
Well, let me ask you a question, Brian. Do you... You don't have to tell me. Do you want to tell me how much you paid for the house?
Oh, yeah, we're in a great position now. So we paid 260.
Oh, okay.
So the mortgage is down to 200 and the house is worth about $500,000.
There you go.
Now, in saying that, that's not the stage now. So if you say Katie went out there with her husband, the two of them were on 120,000 each, they'd go and they'd buy a house for 400,000. They'd be sold a house at 300,000, and 100,000 of that would be parked with the local authority.
Yeah.
Which is basically an anchor, which basically means Katie can't move over that area. You can't rent the house out ever until that 100,000, which is in service, is paid back. It gets really complicated.
Okay,
they really kind of made this complicated.
So your house, if you were to put your house on the market tomorrow, how much would it go for, would you say?
$500,000.
Okay, so say for instance me, I could be in the market for that house. I would end up going in, like, if I drove into your estate today, would I know that it's a problem estate, that it's full of antisocial behaviour?
Not if you drove into my road.
But Brian, what you're saying is, and this is scary. I could go to view your house tomorrow, and 500 grand, you know, for 500.
Three houses have sold £500,000 here. Normally at the moment, the people buying, you know, second-hand homes. So my house would be a second-hand home now. So typically it would be, you would be an Asian buyer, you'd be kind of like an Indian or a Pakistani self-employed
but
businessman.
But if I'm paying 500 grand for a house, I don't expect my next-door neighbour to be dealing drugs and for cars to be crashing into his front garden.
100%.
Like, it sounds like it's the Wild West there. Well, why don't you sell and get out of there?
Yeah, on the road across from us, it was the Wild West. These things happen, they happen, and it's like a flash in the pan, and then it's over, and then it's all back to, it's very quiet again.
So
it's just a different, there is some social issues that you're not really used to seeing, and when they occur, and that's kind of it. When it happens, and then it's over, you know.
And Dave keeps going on about how much, every time you hear someone mention the price of a house in Dublin, he's like, why don't you move down the country where I am? Dave, not everybody, it may suit you to live down the country, not everybody. I don't want to live outside Dublin, I have to be honest with you. I want to live near where my family,
where everybody knows your name.
Yes. No, but I want to live near the grandparents so they can mind the kids and the family and all that. So yes, Dave, we do know that 500 grand will get you a beautiful place down in Ballygobackwards.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to live in Ballygobackwards. But that is scary that I could literally go and buy Brian's house tomorrow and think, Jesus, this is a lovely area. Robbie, how are you, Robbie? How are things?
How are you doing, guys?
Isn't that scary, Robbie, that you pay 500 grand for a house and it's the Wild West?
Yeah, I mean, like, I live in the capital city. I won't say where it is, but, you know, big one in Bray, I'm sure you know it. Over the years, it's been, like, it goes through waves, pretty much, as, you know, generational. You know, kids grow up and, like, you know, you get some scumbags. But as you said earlier on, Jeremy, it's not that easy to kick people out. But I don't think anybody's suggesting that we kick people out, you know, that the council arrives one day, grab your bag, get the fuck. You know, you get, like, let's say a three strike system. But when you hit your two strikes, and you get a letter out of the council saying, if you get another strike, you're gone. If that doesn't make them wake the fuck up, well, then they don't deserve the house. There's plenty of people on that list who'd be more than happy to take the house off them.
Okay, in the estate that you live in, it's a council estate in Bray. I don't know which one it is because there's several. It could be Fasserole, it could be Old Court or any of those. So I don't know. You don't need to tell me where it is anyway. But is there antisocial activity in your estate?
Yes, but we're at a sort of a low period now. The young lads who were doing it are a bit more grown up. They're starting to have kids now. Their kids are too young to do it. In a few years' time, it'll pick up again.
Yeah, it comes And in fact,
it's generational or cyclical, whatever you want to call it.
And for people who say there's good and bad everywhere, yes, there is. But let me tell you a little, and this story will interest you because it's about Bray, Robbie. A friend of myself and Katie's is a secondary school teacher. And she recently got a job out your neck of the woods. Sorry, Katie, you can't even remember who it is.
I've never heard of it. I don't have any friends who's a secondary. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've met that person once. She's definitely not a friend.
But she's a friend of mine. Anyway, she got a job as a secondary school teacher in the Desh school near where you were from.
Oh, she gone out of radio completely.
Yeah. And some of the stories she could tell me about the students going to the...
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, really? Literally. It's just so unfair on the students who aren't troublemakers. It's so unfair.
Yeah. But as you're saying, Robbie, that generation now that were causing trouble and robbing cars, they all have their own kids now. The chances are, as Martin says, scum breeding scum. Their kids will be causing trouble in your estate in 10 years' time.
Yeah, but I will say it's like maybe 1% of the estate. The estate, like, you know, I've lived up here all my life. The vast majority of people that I know who are still alive, I think, you know, it's obviously getting older now. They're all lovely people. Like, you know, you wouldn't pass by without saying hello to you. It's ever a small crowd. But I'm a firm believer, as I said in the voice now, that the councils need to come down a lot harder on families of kids who are being antisocial. I think we need more social housing, not less. I don't believe in segregation, you know, between private and council houses. I think people just shouldn't be allowed off because, as Katie rightly said earlier on, if you work for something, you'll respect it more. And that is just a fact.
But you're living in a council estate. I would not mind. No, I don't know you. I only know you from talking to you here. I would not mind living beside you. I'm sure you're not antisocial in any way. I'm sure you're actually a
I wouldn't live beside you. I'm higher standards than that, for fuck's sake.
Do not want to see Robbie with his long couch at 6 o'clock in the morning drinking cans. Sorry, Robbie.
No one wants to see that.
Do you ever drink cans in your front garden?
No, what, in Ireland? When do we get the weather drink cans in the garden?
We definitely touched on the raw nerve with today's topic. And by the way, don't forget, you can raise topics that we will debate on this podcast by simply sending us whatever your suggestion is to 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Send us a WhatsApp if there's something happening in your life that you think we should be talking about.